Question 15. What are the non-professional pursuits that you engage in which you feel has contributed vastly to your craft? I think right at the beginning of this interview, I mentioned that I was heavily interested in going outdoors when I was young. And so I was hiking in different areas of Europe. We went to Africa as well when I was younger. So those interests and that hobby of hiking continued, and I started to get more interested in mountaineering. So I haven't done mountaineering for a while, but the last time I did was when I climbed Mont Blanc in 2015, which is the highest mountain in mainland Europe. It's about 15,000 feet, or just over 15,000 feet. So it's pretty high, and it's always snow-capped all year round. So you need crampons, you need all the gear. And the reason that I do mountaineering or trekking or trailing or whatever you want to call it is purely because of that natural connection. And it gives me that ability to lose myself in nature. So mountaineering is a bit more challenging, obviously, than your average daily hike. But because you're putting yourself in a more challenging environment, it makes you think more about what you're doing. And you start to engage more with the landscape because you have to start thinking about what the landscape truly is. So it challenges you. And I quite like that. And I think that's another reason I go out taking pictures in challenging weather, because I feel that A, I can capture photographs that look different and a little bit more original. And B, because I like the challenge. I like the difficulty of trying to take an image in difficult conditions. So I think, yeah, the most important pursuit for me, and I hope I can do more mountaineering, but obviously recently travel has been minimized due to the circumstances. But I do hope that I can climb another mountain in the future, and I'm looking to climb Kilimanjaro at some point, and which will be a completely different journey to Mont Blanc, but it will still give me the same kind of buzz. And I think that whole hobby or interest has really vastly contributed to what I do now, because it gets you outdoors and it brings you much closer to this beautiful planet.